Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel. Temperatures are mild in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, with clear skies overhead. A perfect night for stargazing if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF confirmed that four commanders from Hamas's Beit Lahia battalion were killed in an airstrike carried out yesterday in the Shati area, according to Walla. Also, U.S. President Donald Trump announced last night the start of an unprecedented economic war against Iran, which he referred to as Economic D-Day, reports Israel Hayom Hebrew. Also this hour, a Syrian foreign minister told Axios that the Israeli bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase was unjustified, heightening tensions among regional allies. Separately, Israel Hayom reports on the ongoing maritime threats as Hamas attempts to restore its power, with a focus on the unit that invaded from the sea on October 7th. And finally, a report from Israel Hayom highlights how Hamas is trying to manage its dual roles in diplomacy and conflict. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that Trump has vowed the most crushing economic campaign against Iran, warning countries that maintain ties with Tehran. Avi Connor, an influential commentator, wrote earlier today about the tragic missed opportunities for Iran, highlighting the severe impact of the new U.S. economic measures on the country's infrastructure and economy. Al Arabiya English reported earlier today that Turkey strongly denies Israel's allegations regarding its military stance in Syria following the Israeli airstrike near the Turkish border. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's confirmation of the elimination of four Nukba commanders from Hamas. This strike, reported by Walla earlier today, took place in the Shati area and is part of ongoing military operations targeting key figures within Hamas. The action underscores Israel's continued focus on neutralizing threats from Gaza. Turning to the U.S. economic campaign against Iran, President Trump's announcement, covered by Israel Hayom Hebrew, marks a significant escalation in tensions. The move aims to cripple Iran's economic capabilities and isolate it further on the global stage. This development could have wide-ranging implications for regional stability and international relations. Meanwhile, Axios reports on Syria's reaction to the Israeli airstrike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase. This event has strained relations among close U.S. partners in the region. The strike, occurring earlier today, and points to ongoing disputes over military activities in Syria and the involvement of neighboring countries. The fallout could influence future diplomatic negotiations. The maritime threats from Hamas, as reported by Israel Hayom, indicate a resurgence of the group's military ambitions. Despite accepting aspects of the Trump plan, certain factions within Hamas continue to pose challenges at sea. This scenario reflects the complexity of dealing with non-state actors in volatile regions. Finally, the dual role of Hamas in both diplomacy and conflict is highlighted in Israel Hayom's piece. As Hamas navigates these waters, the balance between engaging in peace processes and maintaining military capabilities remains precarious. The outcome could shape future engagements with Israel and other regional players. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports on Gustavo Gordio, a senior member of DSA in New York, who faces criticism for owning a luxurious $1.5 million home while advocating against wealth disparities. Separately, Katech delves into the entrepreneurial journey of cybersecurity experts Rappaport and Dibrov. Their early investments in each other's startups, Armis and Wiz, have led to significant financial success. And finally, Walla Business highlights a hefty fine for an insurance agency, Trust of the Insurance Agency, which unlawfully encouraged clients to withdraw pensions. The Capital Market Authority has imposed a 10.5 million shekel penalty. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.